Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus today is the lovely and talented Miss Mary Beth Burns with Summit Marketing Group, but today you're wearing your Blue Ridge Honor Flight hat. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Mary Beth, you've been involved with Blue Ridge Honor Flight ever since the very beginning, the very first flight.
Yep, sure have.
And you've seen a lot of lives changed, or a lot of lives enhanced.
Including my own and all the other people that are involved with
exactly, it. Exactly. The reward is not just for the vets who get to go to Washington. It's for the people who are involved who get to see it. I had the honor of taking one of the flights as a chaperone, and I brought in my recording device and did a whole recording of it, and it was a life-changing experience for me.
It definitely is. It definitely is, and such an honor to serve those who served us.
And it's time to help honor some more, all right?
Exactly.
We've got the next flight that I know of coming up is in April the 28th,
April
right?
April 28th, and we're flying out of Greenville, Spartanburg. We're partnering with Upstate Honor Flight this time. And so we want to welcome the community down to welcome our veterans back that evening on April the 28th at the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport.
Can I interject something here?
I will say
that one of the things I found out on my trip, and it was out of Greenville that we did the same thing, is as moving as the entire day is, it's when you get back. It's when you get back with those heroes, and there are people en masse lined up at the airport,
yep,
waving, thanking them. Patriotic music playing, waving flags, saying thank you, cheering for them. That is, and you could tell for those guys too, that's very emotional.
If you don't cry at the welcome home, you don't have a heart.
Your heart is black stone. Exactly. It's amazing. I was a mess. The veterans that I was walking with, they were a mess. So the Greenville Airport, you know, you come back and there's that escalator that comes down. So that when we did it, the veteran would step up and step to the escalator and someone would announce his name, who he was, and he came down the escalator to the crowd just cheering. Just remarkable. And it's so great that anyone can be a part of that.
It certainly is. And, you know, if you speak to any of the veterans, that day, like you said, is so special. And there's so many surprises and wonderful things that happen for them during the day. But you're right. When they come home and they see their community welcome them home like they never were.
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah.
Else.
They just came back and went to work building a country.
That's right.
That's what they did.
That's right. They just plugged on.
So we can be involved in the one coming up on April the 28th by showing up at the Greenville Airport. How do we get information for that one?
You can go to our website.
Okay.
BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com.
BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com.
And I always say people can call me.
Okay.
My number is 828-388-4448.
That's easy to remember.
More than happy to talk to anybody.
388-4448.
Yes.
Okay. And BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com. And that's how folks can find out where they need to be and what they need to do to be part of the Welcome Home celebration.
Definitely. And it's really easy. Just come on down to the airport that evening, April 28th. We're going to be flying in about 8:30. If they can get there by 8, make sure that they're ready to go.
Awesome.
With their signs and waving.
So that's this coming flight, April the 28th. But you've got more news, don't you?
We've got a very exciting one coming up October the 6th, and we're going to be flying out of Asheville for that one. And it's a very important one. They're all so important,
exactly.
So amazing. But this one is going to be our first big Vietnam War veterans flight.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And these are the guys that really need that welcome home, that really need that support. And so we are asking the community to come out and help us in our fundraising efforts right now, because it's not cheap to charter a whole plane to fly to D.C., and we want to make sure that these guys get there. So we are asking the community to come forward and donate what they can. Every little bit helps, and you can go to our website to donate.
Again, that's BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com.
Yep.
And find out ways. Will there be some fundraising events in between now and then as well?
We've got a couple of things planned, and you'll be hearing about them as they come about.
Good.
In the meantime, if anybody wants to call me or go to the website and find out more. But again, this is a very, very special flight in October, and so we want to get that whole community involved.
So that flight is going to be October the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Hendersonville sure came through when we started Honor Air, was called Honor Air back in 2006, and helped us charter two planes to get our World War II veterans there, and we need to do the same now.
Well, the Jeff Miller dream and idea, followed by people, great volunteers like you and a number of folks in the community who stepped up, and then the people who donated, gave, and did what they had to do, because the dream originally was get every single World War II vet in Henderson County to Washington.
That's right.
To see their memorial.
That's right.
And it's expanded to all over the United States now, that dream.
Well, and if anybody knows Jeff Miller, they know that anything he sets his mind to, it's going to happen. And he's really excited to get every veteran to D.C., and so is our whole group. I'm excited to do that, and so we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and what some people may not realize is when you get to Washington, it is VIP treatment from there.
Oh, yeah.
You get in these tour buses or coaches, motor coaches, and there are guides on the motor coaches. You stop at not a single red light.
I mean, you're going over medians. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see all the memorials. It's not just the World War II memorial. You see all of them, and it just really is remarkable.
Yeah, this next flight, we're going to be starting at the Lincoln Memorial and doing a wreath-laying ceremony, and then we'll be at the Vietnam War Memorial and the Korean War Memorial, and then we'll be heading over to World War II and going, of course, to Arlington Cemetery for the changing of the guard, which is a really, really special event.
Yeah, it really is. So if you can donate, and any little bit helps.
Any little bit helps.
If you'd like to reach out and say, I've got an idea for a fundraiser, whatever
you can
do.
Or I'd like to do a fundraiser. If you're a Boy Scout, a Girl Scout, you know, a Rotarian, anybody who wants to help us out with fundraisers or just by donating their time and money, we'd appreciate it.
And is that also where we would go if we know a Vietnam vet who deserves this trip as well? I mean, they all do, but
when you go to the website, there is a tab that says to apply.
Okay.
And so the applications can be downloaded, printed out, filled out, and mailed into our P.O. box.
Okay, so again, the very next trip is coming up on April the 28th, and that's in conjunction with Greenville-Spartanburg area, and that will be at the Greenville Airport. So you can find out how you can be a part of that. But the next thing is the Vietnam War Vets flight. We're going to take as many as possible October the 6th, and it takes dollars to make that happen. So go to BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com or call Mary Beth at 388-4448.
I do also want to say, Mark, that we are concentrating in October, hoping to get a lot of Vietnam War veterans, but we always take World War II and Korean War veterans.
Right.
We started taking Korean War veterans a few years ago. We want to make sure every one of them get recognized. You know, it's often referred to as the Forgotten War, but it is not.
No. And the significance of that is often one of those guys will be signed up or gals will be signed up for a trip, and maybe because of a health issue or something, they missed one.
Right.
So you make sure you get them signed up for the next one. So,
exactly.
So again, this is not just for Vietnam War vets. If there are some other vets, Korean or World War II, that have missed out on this trip, now's a great opportunity.
And they're still out there.
Yeah,
so we want to take them.
All right. Folks, let's get together. Let's help Blue Ridge Honor Flight. Let's make sure this flight happens on October the 6th. It's going to take some dollars to make it happen, but this community can step up and make it happen again.
Definitely.
Mary Beth, thank you very much. Once again, we want to remind you, go to BlueRidgeHonorFlight.com or call 388-4448, right?
You got it.
Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.